Well, would you stand in line to see a plant? A few weeks ago, gardeners did just that, and we'll talk about the plant and why people were so keen to see it at Breezy Hill Nursery a few weeks ago. With us from the nursery are Carrie Makris, the Garden Center Manager, and John Tarish, the Nursery and Retail Vice President. Have you seen the firefly petunia? What'd you think? Would you pay more for a glow-in-the-dark flower? Well, we'd like to hear from you, so give us a call at 800-642-1234, or, of course, you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Hi, John.
Thanks. Hi. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And Carrie?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you both for joining us. I know this is a very busy time for you, although I think in the landscaping business, you're busy all the time. So I guess it wasn't a perfect time to have you guys on. But John, why don't you tell us about Breezy Hill Nursery? How did it get started?
Sure. Yeah. Breezy Hill Nursery is a family-run business that's been growing, well, literally and figuratively for the last 45 years. We do a little bit of everything. We have a 1,200-acre nursery. We do landscape design, irrigation, even holiday lighting. But what we're really proud of is our garden centers, where we get to connect directly with the community. So we have two locations, one in Menominee Falls and our flagship location in Salem, which is where myself and Carrie work out of. A couple years ago, our founder, Jerry Epping, passed away in a motorcycle accident, and his son, Brad, stepped up and really took over the business. He brought me in with the approach to kind of revamp and rebuild the nursery and garden centers, and we were trying to become a destination for the community. So it's been exciting.
Wow, I'll bet. What a great job. Yes. Hey, you get to publicize us and get the word out and create all this cool stuff. Do you like going to work every day?
Oh, yeah. Every day is a little bit different, especially because I run a lot of the nursery stuff, too. So
sure.
I'm really bouncing around to different locations every day.
Well, Carrie, tell us about those retail locations. What exactly do you sell there?
So we sell about everything that has to do with gardening. Anything from annuals, hanging baskets, perennials, shrubs, trees, both bald and burlap tree, larger trees, as well as container trees. And we also have a greenhouse full of houseplants, as well as the interior of the store has all of like decorative tech things for your home. Again, geared towards gardening, garden flags, and also fertilizers and things like that to take care of the plants.
And I noticed you have a nice selection of pots, too. Those are always fun to find.
Yes, we do. And I have a grand time ordering them all because I love pots.
I think we're all kind of a little addicted, right? Yeah. Even if it does, but it doesn't have a hole in it for water to go through. I don't care. I want it anyway.
Yep, that's right. We'll find a way.
Exactly. So what is it exactly that you do as the garden center manager, then, besides ordering pots?
Well, I do... A little bit of everything. From ordering plants, ordering houseplants, and I do a lot of the ordering for the merchandise in the store, inside and out. I also train and schedule all of the garden center personnel. I answer customers with questions and help with sales and plan for the future.
Well, that's true. That's important. You got to kind of look in your crystal ball. John, what do you do as the VP of Nursery and Retail?
So I'm a little bit more on the big picture, kind of looking at procedures and policies, as well as what we want the garden center to be, what we want our nursery to be, what we want our distribution center to look like. So a lot of what I do is put together plans, and then go through and execute them. One of the main initiatives was to bring Carrie in. So Carrie's been with us for about a year. She's been absolutely wonderful in revamping a lot of that garden center work. And she really pulled a lot of work off of my plate, which I am thankful about.
Yes, it's always nice to have someone else that you can count on. One of the things that you guys have been trying to do is be something more than just the nursery to your, or a gardening center for your communities. And you had this event at the end of May, but you centered it all around this plant. John, tell us about this petunia.
Yeah, of course. So the petunia is called Firefly Petunia. It's a newer release, so it got released limitedly last year, but this is the first year that we've expanded that out. So I've been very involved in American Hort, which is our national industry kind of community, and I made good friends with Susie Raker up at Raker Roberto Plants and Jennifer Moss at Moss Gardens in Idaho. And they were the first ones that got breeding rights to this plant. So what the plant is they basically CRISPR engineered, so genetically modified petunia plants, and they pulled the gene out of a fungus that is bioluminescent and put it into the plant itself. So the plant naturally produces, I think it's called luciferin, I could be getting the pronunciation wrong, and the plant will just naturally glow when it gets dark enough, and it's at all parts of the plant. It's most noticeable in the actively growing parts of the plant, so new flowers really, really look like little plugs of fireflies, so that's why they got the name that. But even the roots glow. There's a couple customers that have put the plants into like clear glass pots, and you can actually see the roots glowing a little bit. The stems will glow, the leaves will glow a little bit. So it's really, really neat.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they just released these, so they're not everywhere. Have you all sold out so far or this year, or you still have some?
We still have some stock available. Yes, we sold through a good chunk of them, but we still have some left. So that's been exciting. And then we were potted up some and made some bigger ones too.
And so like you said, it has to be dark. And these are not cheap, right?
No, it's a newer introduction, and the breeding rights are quite strong with them. So they're retailing for $35 for a 5-inch pot, or we have some like 3 small ones. So if you're like a really, if you're comfortable growing plants, it's a little bit better deal because you get 3 plants, but then you got to wait the, we have like, I'm on a 9-week program. So it takes about 9 weeks to get them from the plug up into a 5-inch size.
Okay.
But so it was kind of interesting at the event too. Me, Carrie, and then the staff were all talking about like, oh, I think we're going to sell out of the smaller ones. People are going to be way more comfortable getting 3 small plants. And it was actually the opposite. It was true. Everybody wanted the full grown ones. They're like, we don't want to mess with it. We wanted the results. So,
Carrie, now, so why was this one your idea to create this event around this plant?
No, actually it was something that is asked of anyone who grows the firefly petunia.
Oh, I,
you know, to kind of help with the marketing and get the word out about this new plant. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as soon as we started talking about it, I mean, we all started getting really excited about it and for it, and, you know, just of the possibilities of where this could go.
Yeah. So I heard that there was a line, like an hour wait to go into this tent with this plant. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. There was some people, I think, who waited close to 2 hours to go through this tent that we had completely blacked out, so that there was absolutely no light, that they could go in, kind of let their eyes adjust into the one tent, and then they moved into the other room where the whole place was aglow. So yeah, it was something to see.
I'll bet that you must have been surprised by that.
Yes, we were.
But you had other things for them to do too. I mean, it was like a little festival, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we, you know, because it's a glow in the dark, we decided to obviously have a ignite event. And so, you know, what better way to do an evening event than, you know, do it upright? And we had food trucks, we had a band, and then we also had some entertainers, jugglers, fire spinners, you know, so there was always something to watch, always something to do. I don't think anybody was, you know, just hanging out in the line being bored.
Sure.
So, And then, of course, you know, there's always plenty to look at, and you know, lots of plants, you know, surrounding, you know, in the yard for the
sure. Sure. Now, you plan on doing this again next year?
Yes. The event was a huge success. And it was really the first event that we've put on. We were planning on somewhere between 1,000, maybe 1,200 people to come throughout the entire night. And we easily doubled that. So there's a little bit of planning stuff that needs to get worked out for our next event. Now that we have one under our belt. But I think we would all agree that it was a huge success in general. And what else was really nice about this plant is that it brought out a lot of non-gardeners. So a lot of people that traditionally wouldn't have gone to a garden center because this is kind of new and different. We're the only country with it. And it's the first of its kind that brought in a lot of people from surrounding areas. We had people come down from Appleton and Madison and up from Chicago just to see those. So it was really exciting to see everybody out that night.
Well, that's great, because I was wondering about that, if it was just gardeners or if it was just a lot of different people. Did you have to give a lot of instructions on how to take care of these plants to non-gardening people, or was it just gardeners buying it?
So we did actually give a handout of a little care instructions of the best, you know, for best results. You know, this is a plant that does like to be fed. So we also gave them a little sample packet of petunia fertilizer, as well as the brochure that says, you know, how to take care of it. You know, I think they even had on there how to best take a picture of it. You know, so
sure.
That they could be successful.
Excellent. Well, we are talking with John Tarish and Carrie Makris from Breezy Hill Nursery today. And we're talking about the glow-in-the-dark petunia, but then we're going to talk a little bit about some other things, too. We're going to take a little bit of a break. If you have a question for either one of them, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Najoa. I hope you can join us again on Monday. Our TPPT experts are back to talk about how much exercise you need to offset hours of sitting. And then we'll talk about how color can affect us psychologically. Maybe we should ask her about the glow-in-the-dark flowers and see how those affect us psychologically. But we're talking about that right now. And one question for you, John. Is there more plans in the future to grow different kinds of plants besides petunias that glow in the dark?
Yes. So the company that developed them is called Like Bio. And they release little sneak peeks and little previews of what's coming down the pipeline. I know that the next thing that's going to probably be released is an improved petunia. So this is the petunia we have is like a first generation petunia. And it's been bred and bred and bred for years and years and years into what you guys now purchase at a garden center, like Super Petunia and things like that. This is the very like parent plant of those. Plants that came out. So they're going to put this gene into like a stronger growing petunia. We grew all of our plants in the greenhouse, and it was a little touch and go at the front of it. We got it figured out, but we did a couple practice runs before getting our main supply in to start growing those up. So they're going to put it into an improved petunia. I've heard it glows brighter, it grows better. But then they also released some sneak peeks of some other plants with them, and that they're going to have to go through regulation before they get released. So it's going to be a little while. Mm-hmm. The newest one they put out was chrysanthemum, so mums that will have them. And we're really excited about that, because if it glows at least in October, it's dark around 5 and not 10 o'clock at night. So that will be a nice one. And then they want to put it into house plants too. So things like porthos that hang and things like that, wow. Which will be really cool. We're one step away from living in Avatar, I think. So,
as long as you guys don't have to paint yourselves blue, I guess that'll be okay. So, tell us, you know, at the nursery, how much of the stock do you actually grow yourself, and how much do you order from other places, John?
So we try to grow everything we can. We have 1,200 acres. 200 acres of that is container plants. We have a small greenhouse where we do a lot of our own annuals, and then we supplement buy-in of just things that we can't grow, or we do really what we're limited on is space. We're really a landscape wholesale for the nursery as our bigger production. And then Carrie brings in a lot of the color in from other vendors around the local area that are more specialized in that.
Mm-hmm. So Carrie, what's blooming right now? What's the popular thing at your garden center?
Well, right now, anything blooming is of interest. the big one that people really been coming in and asking for has been the peony, which of course is blooming everywhere right now. So
right.
But I mean, it's we're kind of getting more towards the kind of the end of the annuals. Everybody's got their annuals in and baskets purchased. So we're kind of in that midsection where we're moving from annuals and more going toward the perennials as being the popular items. So
any new perennials that you're excited about, John?
Oh, newer perennials. We're trialing a few things that we're excited about. There's a new butterfly bush that stays fairly short. And instead of like the long elongated flowers, they're like little tiny cones. We do a lot of trials in our nursery to for viability purposes or hardiness. So as we release those, it's quite exciting to kind of see the new stuff come through. There's so many new releases of different plants that we really kind of look at what's going to be hardy and what's going to grow really well in our area before moving them into the garden center.
And that's one of the pluses of going to a local garden center is that you guys have the knowledge about what's going to grow and what's not, and you don't really push anything that's not going to survive, right?
Right, yeah. Because we're selling to our local community, so we want to support that community the best we can. This winter was a really hard winter. A lot of losses, especially on the evergreen side through the hard winter. It was really cold and no snow. So we're seeing a lot of people come in looking for replacements on things like that. And a lot of the times if they've gone through and tried to grow a plant that didn't survive, they want to stray away from it so we could help fill that area in. You know, we don't have to do a screen of all arborvitae. We could do a screen of a lot of different plants that would still give you that screen effect. It's a lot of talking to customers and seeing what really they want and pulling that information out of them, because they know, they just don't have the vocab to really explain it, and that's what we're very good at.
That's very true, Carrie. I'm sure you run into that a lot in the garden center.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of first time gardeners, a lot of long time gardeners, but everybody's looking for the tried and true. What can I put in my garden that I don't have to worry about? That is hard to kill. Both new gardeners and experienced gardeners want that. I want that too. But it is a lot of just talking with them about the space that they have, the sun that they have, and what they're looking for, and then we kind of direct them to those plants that fit the bill.
Invaluable advice for sure. Do you have any other events coming up in this summer, Carrie?
So we do workshops here in the greenhouse. In the back of our greenhouse, we have like a little class space where we do anything from we do a wide variety of things. We do some dried flower, like pressed into a frame. We do just potting up an annual planter. At Christmas time, we do porch pots with the birch poles. We do a hydrangea wreath also, so with semi-dried hydrangeas. So that's always a popular one as well. So
there's kind of always something going on. Mm-hmm. So right now we have two classes going on a week. And then usually in the winter, we kind of bump that up a little bit just because people are looking for something to do and, you know, get their hands in the dirt. Everyone wants to get their hands in the dirt, even in December and January. So we try to do as much as we can there. So.
For sure. Now, you do residential landscaping as well as for companies and things, John. Excuse me. What have you seen trend-wise in landscaping in the last few years?
Yeah, so for the most part, what we're seeing is newer homeowners that want to revamp their front yards. We call them foundation plantings. So they're buying a new house. A lot of time it's fresh build, new builds, where they haven't put the money into the landscape side for the builders. So they're coming to us with almost blank slates in general. Wanting to refresh and kind of give a more neighborhood feel into their new homes. There's a few people that come in looking for revamps of, oh, this landscape's been planted for 30 years. We're looking for something new. But for the most part, it's we're seeing more of a trend on kind of newer homeowners come in and looking for design ideas.
Mm-hmm. What about hardscaping? What's popular these days with their patios or our deck? Patios kind of outshining decks these days?
Yeah, it really seems that way. Paver patios are kind of the what most people are asking for. And with modern pavers, man, they come in every shape and size and color. And you could do old world looks, new world looks, modern, you know, post-contemporary. There's so many different design choices that you could do. And everybody's got kind of a different feel, and it goes off of what their house looks like and what they're looking for, what their design preferences are.
Mm-hmm. What about kitchens, outside kitchens? Have you gotten any of those?
Yeah. I mean, that's still really popular. So outdoor grills, outdoor patios. So one of the things we did in our garden center is we put up, was it nine? You could correct me on the number, Carrie. Nine different show gardens that we placed, one of them being an outdoor kitchen. So we did the hardscapes, and our design build crew built up an arbor and put in the refrigerator and a grill, and it's all hooked up. So we're going to do a few events in that area, grilling up some burgers and brats and stuff on the weekends to showcase that. But the other gardens are all, we have four themed ones. We have a music garden. We have a fantasy one, which is fun, with dragons and glowing eyeballs. It's pretty wild. We have a Western garden with a very large boxwood bowl. So it's been fun, and it's great to just come out and walk them and kind of get some design ideas.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm sure people do appreciate seeing them put together. Is a lot different than seeing them on a piece of paper, right?
Oh, yeah. Once you actually see it, it's when you look at a landscape design, it's really hard to visualize it. I mean, I've been in the industry for about 20 years, and I still have a hard time going like, well, what's this really going to look like? So to actually see them out there is impressive.
Definitely. So, Carrie, do you are you a gardener at home, too? Or do you just save it all for work?
Well, I am a gardener at home. I don't garden quite as much as I'd like to because I am here a lot and doing a lot of the same things. But yes, I am a gardener at heart, and so I love to come to work and, you know, talk to people who love flowers and love plants, and they also, you know, want to talk flowers and plants, and so we have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, we do that here every week, so we can appreciate that. What about you, John? Do you have time to do landscaping around your house?
I feel like I'm more of a chef that makes grilled cheese at home. And it started to get to the point where it got a little embarrassing. So I did start gardening this last year. I've been in my home for 4 years now, and I'm just getting around to the front yard. So I put in a nice little design right by the front door, and I am mulching this weekend.
Oh,
so, and I'm getting the mulch on. So,
That's wonderful. Oh my gosh. You had mentioned that you guys do holiday lighting. So how did you come to do that?
How it came to be is that customers were just asking for it. So we were doing some higher end homes, and we were doing all the maintenance work. So mowing the lawns, badge edging, and holidays came around, and there was an opportunity to do that, and we did. So one of the flagship pieces at Breezy Hill is we have it's got to be about 60 feet tall tree, and we cover it in blue lights, and it's been lit for the last 20 years.
Oh my gosh, and, that's great.
We'll be out at a restaurant or something like that, and people will come up and go, well, I knew Christmas was coming because the blue light turned on, or the blue tree turned on.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we've got to wrap things up real quick, so I want to thank you very much. And what is your website real quick, Carrie?
Yeah, our website is breezyhillnursery.com.
All right. Thank you for John and Carrie from the Breezy Hill Nursery, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks for joining us.